that child is walking in the wrong direction instead of that. Who would like to give good instructions about what we'll do here? Hey, I don't want to do this work. Tell that woman to get that baby, that kid out of here, okay? To make the point clear, that kid goes right on speaking.
So once again, please, if you have small children, it's very disruptive, so we ask you to please...
Listen, this is America. I'll just put the thing plainly in American English. The kids go right on speak. Thank you very much. Om Agyana Tamiram Tasya Niranjana Shalakaya Chakshur Niditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Dutta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shavrajatam Sahagala Gagamatam Vitamastam Sahivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagala Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamastra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindani Shri Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Vati Priye Vansha Kolpatarupyascha Kripa-sindhavya-eva-cha Patitanam bhavaneyam Vaishnavayam-maha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur-bhakta-vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare In the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas Tumam Partha Daimim Prakritam Ashrita Pajantyananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutanam Avyayam. The Mahatmas take shelter of the internal energy of the Lord, Daivi Prakriti. Daivi Prakriti is the Lord's divine energy. When we speak of the Absolute Truth, Parabrahma, the Absolute Truth has energies. Prasya Shakti Vividaya Shriyate. Without energy, there's no meaning to Absolute Truth. Just as without sunshine, there's no meaning to sun. Without heat and light, there's no meaning to fire. Without the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force, there's no meaning to President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief. So without energy, there is no meaning to the Supreme Lord. The Lord is all-powerful. All-powerful means he must have powers, energies, shakti, and multifarious energies, vividaiva, prasya shakti vividaiva shriyate. The Absolute Truth without energy is impersonal. And the Absolute Truth whose energy we try to steal is the personality of God. The material world is the world of thieves. In this world, everyone is trying to exploit Krishna's energy. This is Radhana's policy, how to enjoy the energy of Rama. Trying to exploit Krishna's energy. And the devotees always want to see the Lord with his energy. Therefore, they're worshipping Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna. The Lord with his energy is the complete absolute truth. Without the energy, we don't have the complete picture. So the original personality of Godhead is Krishna, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. And his original energy, pleasure energy, is Srimati Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasma. The Krishna with Radharani is the complete absolute truth. Then when Krishna expands himself as Narayan, then Srimati Radharani expands herself as Lakshmi Devi. When Sri Krishna expands himself as Ram, when he appears as Lord Ramchandra, then Srimati Radharani appears as Sita Devi. In this way, actually Krishna is one and his energy is one, but they appear in different ways and different roles. When Krishna appears as a king in Dwarka, then his energy is also there. Queens. Because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And enjoyment means there must be energy to enjoy. So that's, and where also Krishna's energy to enjoy? When we try to be enjoyers imitating Krishna, then we become the sufferers. And that's our position in this material world. Sometimes enjoying, sometimes suffering. That means suffering. So, Chandramitu Jaravyani. But when we come to the position of giving enjoyment to Krishna, Vishikena Vishikesha Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchate, this is Bhakti. Then we're in our natural, happy condition. Srimati Radharani is the energy of pleasure, the energy of happiness. So she gives pleasure to Krishna, and she gives pleasure to Krishna's devotees also when they engage in Krishna's service. Ramante yogino anante satyananda chidana iti ramapadena so param brahmapadhiyate. Krishna is the reservoir of unlimited pleasure, and that pleasure is experienced only through devotional service. Only by devotional service can one know Krishna, can one come in touch with Krishna, can one share in the pleasure of Krishna consciousness. Bhaktir bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmitam pata. So this same Radha Krishna appeared in Kali Yuga as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna, but in the role of Srimati Radharani, or in the role of a devotee. As Krishna, he can't experience how Krishna is wonderful, how he's wonderful. So he takes the role of Srimati Radharani, who takes the role of the devotee, in order to appreciate him himself. So people are trying to appreciate Radha Krishna without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they're misunderstanding. Krishna is an ordinary boy, Radharani is an ordinary girl. Their affairs are something like our activities. In this way, they misunderstand everything. And then their opinions are rubbish, their artwork is rubbish, their whatever they write is rubbish, because it's based on a misunderstanding. One has to purify the heart in order to understand what is actually Radha Krishna, what is Vrindavan. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Charya Kabe Shuddha Kabe Man. When will I give up this obnoxious habit of trying to enjoy this material world and come to the stage of pure consciousness? Then I'll be able to understand what is Radha Krishna, what is Vrindavan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that process for purifying the heart, Chaito Dharpana Marjana. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Iti Shodashaka Namnam Kali Kamasha Nasha. All the sinful reactions of Kali can be nasha. By Harina, by this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the statement of the Upanishads. And we see it practically all over the world that Europeans, Americans, Africans, South Americans, Australians, people from every part of the world, every community, every religious background, can come to the spiritual stage, Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet, by this Krishna Kirtan. Practical experience. And without taking up this process, one may be Indian, one may be Brahmin, one may be whatever, and he'll remain a fool. He'll remain a fool. Not that by birth one becomes qualified to understand Radha Krishna. It's an opportunity. It's a great opportunity, just as the son of a high court judge has a better opportunity to become a high court judge himself. The father will come home at night and talk about the cases and case law. And he knows so many people also. But if the son is a fool and a rascal, he doesn't become automatically a high court judge. Maybe he goes to prison instead. So one has to take advantage. So many advantages are there. We have this human form of life, at least for a short time. We have a little intelligence. We have a good family background. If those who are coming from India means automatically good family background. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes it possible to cash in on all of these assets, to take advantage of all these assets, and actually attain the perfection of human life. That's the business of human life. That's the business of Dharma. It's not for sense gratification. It's for attaining the perfection of human life. Whether one's a family man or sannyasi, brahmachari, vanaprastha, it doesn't matter. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this process of Krishna consciousness makes this process of Krishna consciousness open to everyone, even Krishna. Anyone can attain perfection. But not automatically. not by sitting down and flattering oneself that one is advanced, that one is highly qualified. To understand Radha Krishna is not a cheap thing, it's the perfection, the highest perfection. It's understandable by those who are fully pure in heart. So, sometimes it's taken very easily to talk about Radha and Krishna and their lila and imagine that one is relishing so many things, while still he's not free from intoxication, gambling, meat eating, illicit sex. Therefore, our process is to worship Radha and Krishna with all of the respect given to Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi Narayan are worshipped with the highest awe and reverence. One doesn't become buddy-buddy with Lakshmi Narayan. They're worshipped with great awe and respect. Similarly, Radha Krishna, for the ordinary devotee, for those who are not on the very exalted stage, are worshipped with great respect. So that we can understand and appreciate that here is the Supreme Personality of God. This boy and girl who are dancing in Vrindavan are not an ordinary boy and girl. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performing transcendental pastimes with his energies. Srila Prabhupada has made these pastimes accessible to us through the Krishna book, his summary study of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He's presented it in such a way that even an ordinary person will get a purified understanding and rapidly appreciate and relish the activities of Radha and Krishna and make advancement in Krishna consciousness. So the books are there, the chanting is there, the Krishna consciousness movement is there, where we can take advantage of all of these and be engaged in the service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and make our life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And I think Vishakha Mataji is next, am I right? So, our Vishakha Mataji is one of the close associates of Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada would go on his morning walks in different parts of the world, he would take with him his sannyasis, his big, big GBC men, and Vishakha. She and Yadubara were serving as photographers, so many of the wonderful pictures that we have of Srila Prabhupada and his activities they took, as well as videos, the wonderful videos that we have of Srila Prabhupada. And lately those videos have been collected with commentary, that set is available. Vishakha also has written several books of Krishna consciousness, on Krishna consciousness. She was one of our best authors for Back to Godhead when I was the editor. And more recently, she's written several books. She was also entrusted with confidential service by Srila Prabhupada, delivering messages to
in Tamal Krishna Maharaj in Bombay.
Prabhupada needed someone trustworthy to do that important service, so he gave that to Ishak. So she's highly qualified in many ways, artistically, philosophically, devotionally. So we're very fortunate to have her with us today and to be able to hear from her and see Vrindavan.
Hare Krishna.